Welcome to
Minor Issues,
Major Opinions,
the new podcast from Real Simple, where we hash out some of the most controversial topics on the internet and settle the debate with experts. I'm Leslie Corona, the senior home editor.
I'm Amy Macklin, features director.
And I'm Azam Aga, photo director.
And we're your hosts. How is everyone doing today?
We are doing great.
Very excited.
So happy it's finally coming together to discuss
barn burning.
I know, barn burning.
No, it's
is that important. I feel like that's more of a phrase in Tennessee, I guess, because that's not something I say a lot. You might be able to tell Amy's from Tennessee.
I am from Nashville, Tennessee. That's true. I am. I love that people have such strong opinions.
People are passionate.
They really are.
They are. So, Leslie, what are we discussing today? What's today's hot topic?
Today's hot topic is, are top sheets necessary?
Ooh, that's a good one.
And I heard you talk to Chef Carla Hall.
Yes, I'll share my interview with Carla Hall later in the episode. And then at the end of the show, we'll have some final words, some expertise from dermatologist Dr. Joshua Zeichner. So make sure to listen to the end. I'm really pumped to talk about it with you guys. It's technically a column in the magazine.
Yes.
So I have already done some of the reporting on this.
We're going to hash it out.
Super exciting because I love how passionate people get.
I know.
Me too.
They
Me
have
too.
Very strong opinions. Mm-hmm. And
you would never think, it seems so minor, ergo the show title. It's so minor, but we got 2,000 comments on Instagram.
I was not aware that this was even a debate people were having and until this story came in the magazine.
Yeah.
But I guess it is. Now, when did it become a thing?
I don't know, because every time I buy one of those little packet things,
it comes with it.
So I just put it on the bed, you know?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, exactly. So wait, Amy, I know for a fact that your husband is Ukrainian.
Yes. Well,
tell me.
Funny you should
the
ask.
The reason I bring that up, yeah.
So they would use a top sheet and a bottom sheet, but he grew up in the former Soviet Union. So in the 70s and 80s, maybe they have flattened fitted sheets now, but when he was growing up,
mm-hmm.
they didn't have fitted sheets.
Fitted sheets or
fitted sheets?
They, so didn't, they like, wouldn't it's sleep a, with a fitted sheet.
Yeah, so you're on a sheet that's tucked in,
You make your own fitted sheet.
Yes, you're kind of making your own. And he was like, "These are such a great idea." Which that's the joy of being with somebody from another culture.
Right.
He's like,
exactly.
You know,
yeah,
he's like fitted sheets. No.
Well, that's lovely.
I really cannot believe that top sheets are considered by some people now.
Wait, are you pro top sheet?
Very pro top sheet.
Are you pro top sheet?
I'm so pro top sheet.
I'm forced to be top sheet.
You wouldn't be
because
top
of your
sheet.
Husband.
My husband, yeah, he sleeps with like 14 layers.
That's the thing. That's the beauty of having a top sheet, right? Like if you don't want that hot comforter on you or duvet,
right.
you mm-hmm. can just throw that off and just be still covered. Because I need to be cocooned in something.
Exactly.
Even if it's like super hot, I need something over me. Otherwise, I can't sleep.
Okay, wait.
Right.
So in the summertime, you probably don't sleep with like a duvet or comforter, but you do sleep with a top sheet then?
I have like, a comforter or duvet on my bed at all times,
same.
Even in the summer.
Same. But there are some people, we'll go through some of these Instagram comments because they're kind of ridiculous, but some people on Instagram were like, I love sleeping with just the top sheet and not a duvet in the summer. And I'm like, but doesn't that feel weird?
Why does that make you feel weird?
Like, you need a certain weight on you when you sleep, right? Do you get what I'm saying? Like, you need to
I do.
Feel a
yeah.
weight
I do get
on
what you're saying.
And just
I
the
do.
Top sheet is not enough and it feels... You're like exposed.
I do.
Weirdly.
Because there were several Instagram commenters that said they needed the top sheet for the monsters.
under the bed.
Yeah, to protect them from like, I don't know, like roving bugs, dust mites, and monsters.
Right.
And that's kind of like the same way you don't hang your arm over the bed,
right.
you know, because you feel too vulnerable.
I also feel like we're so like germy in general,
yes,
too. Like,
right.
I feel like having a top sheet. Like, you can wash that more frequently than you would have to wash a comforter.
Right.
You know
right.
what I mean? And so that layer of, like, protection. Also, think about hotels. Like, do you not want a top sheet when you crawl into a hotel
I mean,
bed? Like, that's
absolutely.
The grossest thing ever. Like, I want three
right.
top sheets. I want my own top
yeah.
sheet.
Absolutely.
Somebody commented saying, slept in an Irish B&B without knowing there was no top sheet. Still gives me the creepy crawlies. Like, I guess kind of to what we were saying earlier, that's not really as much of a thing in Europe. In the UK, top sheets are just, like, not as popular there,
yeah,
I guess.
It's just a pain to wash, like, but a duvet right. and a comforter
right.
over and over again. People do that, what, once every 2 weeks? How does that work? I don't even know.
We'll find out from the expert.
Oh, good. I can't wait to hear it.
I'm looking through some of these comments, though, and someone else is saying, like, no top sheet gets too tangled. And I wonder, like, what are you doing in bed? Your sheets
are getting
that tangled.
Some people are kickers. And,
they are.
Oh, my God.
They are. It kind of reminded me, though. You know those old infomercials, like they're selling you like an onion slice or whatever, and they set up whatever problem they're solving is this horrible, unsolvable thing. Yeah. Eventually, you're chopping off your arm or whatever. Yeah. I don't know. It's just funny.
It's
just
like the dramatics of it.
Yeah. The dramatics of it. But it just makes me feel, what else have I missed out on? What are people doing with their top sheet if they don't use it?
People use it to paint.
Another person commented saying that she basically said something like she saves all those top sheets from the sets, like for painting. She keeps them in a closet and then just uses them when she's painting something. Picnics.
Can I talk about my favorite comment?
Which is it? Yes. What is it?
Anyone who doesn't use a top sheet is an uncultured swine.
I know. I feel like there's a lot of judgment that's like not necessary. It's like, oh my gosh.
People are scared. It's like, what are they going to... Are they going to stop selling sheet sets?
So that's actually more of a thing now. As a home editor, I have noticed a trend where you can just buy the top sheet. You can just buy the fitted sheet. You can buy them separately now from some makers.
I don't know. When I look at a set, I flip it over and I'm like, does it have the shams? Does it have the pillowcases? Does it have the top sheet? If it's missing any of those things, I don't get it. I mean,
I really want it. I want
that sheet. Sometimes shams are an exception, but.
I want that sheet.
I want that
top. It's like they don't feel like they have to sell us chargers with our phones anymore, and that's wrong.
Oh my
gosh. I want my
sheet. Okay, so I used to think that was really annoying to get the extra chargers, and now that they don't sell them, I'm annoyed by that
too. You're really annoyed.
Because
it's
now I want that wire. I want that cord.
You want it.
I have 40 million already, but I need that one.
Yes.
But there's another comment that I can really relate to. Someone said, I use a twin top sheet because my husband doesn't like a top sheet. Our bed is ridiculous looking. I mean, it probably is, but I feel like to have a twin top sheet on a full or queen size bed is weird. Doesn't that look weird? I mean, like, not really, because it's underneath.
Right.
That makes me feel weird. I don't know why.
Like, some couples do that, but like, we did a sleep story. It was like last year, I think, and it was about the writer and her husband have like wildly different ideas of how warm they should be. And so they get separate blankets and they put them in one duvet cover.
Oh, that's
compromise.
But that feels less than a top sheet.
Yeah.
I mean, they do make those mattresses now that are like half and half or something.
I know. I just read an article that was basically talking about I had a bedroom divorce with my husband, and it's the best thing I've ever done in my life. And I'm like, oh wow. Actually, I think that was on Real Simple's. It was on Real Simple's Instagram account, actually. And I was just like, huh. And I was like reading it to TJ, and he was just like, absolutely not.
I think it's just because top sheets, like, it relates to sleep, and which is something everybody, we all do it, I would hope. There's just like all these preferences. I guess people just get really riled up about their sleep and like those preferences related to sleep. I don't know.
Okay, here's a comment that I feel is super relatable. It's like wearing sneakers without socks.
It's so true.
So on point.
So true.
It's so on point.
Like I feel sweaty and sticky just thinking about it. You know, it's so gross.
It's wrong.
So tell me about Carla Hall.
Oh my gosh, Carla Hall. She's also from Tennessee. I don't know why I feel the need to bring this
We're
up
both
all the time.
Yeah.
So let's take a listen to Carla Hall's interview. Carla Hall, thank you for joining us on the show today.
I love it. We're just having a conversation, and I seem to have double ordered my Real Simple magazine because I have two on the table with Kristen Bell. She's your cover star, and I have two of her on my coffee table.
When I tell our editor-in-chief that, she'll die. We love you at Real Simple. But like I said earlier, I've been such a fan since 2008. And I was looking at your Instagram yesterday night, and I was so impressed, first of all, by like how much you've done in the past 6 months, and then, of course, in like the last 15 years. But I was thinking, are you not tired? I was looking at all the stuff you've been doing in the past 6 months alone, and I'm like, how is this woman not exhausted? You know, like, when do you sleep?
You know, it's so funny. So I brought on a new culinary producer. And speaking of Top Chef, it was Arian Duarte from Top Chef. So she's my culinary producer. And so we're bringing her up to speed. And she said, oh my gosh, looking at your calendar, I just get exhausted. How do you do it? And I said, I only say yes to things that I want to do, because in the past, I've said yes to things that I felt like I should say yes to, but I didn't want to say yes to. So now I'm like, if I'm tired, will I still want to do this? I have to ask myself. I check in with my gut. And a lot of times it's yes, I would still want to do it. I did something with Hormel and it was going to schools and it was about thanking and recognizing the unsung heroes who are the cafeteria workers. I was operating on a red eye. I got in late at 7 and I had to be at the school by 8:30, went to the hotel, shower, change, makeup, da 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 da. And I was fine. I was absolutely fine because of who I was doing it for.
I was just thinking that it's funny because if you look at your Instagram, it's like, she doesn't seem tired. She doesn't, it just, you can tell it's very genuine. And I was just so impressed. And so, but I was thinking about everything you've done in the past 15 years. And you started out as like a CPA and then you became a model and then you went into catering and then you went on Top Chef and then you did the Chew and then you have your cookbook and then baking show on Food Network and then so much charity work. It's endless. I'm in such awe of how much you've accomplished in such a short amount of time. And I wanted to take a nap after looking at your Instagram, to be honest.
You didn't mention the failed restaurant. I mean, I've done all that stuff too, right? That's when I was tired. The time when I was super, super tired was when I was doing the Chew and I'd opened up a restaurant. It took longer to plan the restaurant than the restaurant survived, right? So I was exhausted then. I was like, oh, is this what new moms feel like? New dads, you have this child and you're sleep deprived.
I mean, I will say, like, the restaurant business in New York is so hard. But I also wanted to bring up the new product line that you have with QVC. Can you tell me a little bit about that and, like, what inspired that?
I was inspired by my grandmother's. And the thing that a lot of people don't know about me and what I loved about this project, I started this about 2 years ago when I sat down with the engineers and I got to tell them what I liked about products, what colors I wanted, what shapes, and, you know, something that would fit my big hands. I have really big hands for a female. And they were like, okay, I had something, a lot of something to say about every single thing. And when time was up after 2 hours, I'm like, oh, are we going to talk again? Because I know that you all have to go and I have so much to say. So I thought about my grandmothers. I thought about all of the people that I taught when I was teaching at Sur La Table, and I love cooking classes. And I want every single person to be a hero in the kitchen. And I want them to have products that bring them joy in the kitchen and happiness and colors. So there were all of these things, and I'm like, what is lacking in the kitchen?
So the reason it's called Sweet Heritage is because you're linking it back to your history, your ancestors.
Yes, I'm linking it back to not only my grandmothers, I'm linking it back to my time in the kitchen, those really sweet times. And also the motif that I have on my products are the okra flowers. And people don't think about okra having flowers. And so when you look at my measuring cups, there's a little okra flower inside. So this is one cup. It's one okra flower. So I'm using the okra flowers as the measurement. And my measuring bowls aren't just measuring bowls, but they're also something you can bake in. You can freeze them. You can use them as just bowls on a cutting board for entertaining. But I wanted something that's stacked, that saves space, things that stack. When you entertain and you have spreads and dips and you put them out on a cutting board, if you want to change a dip, you don't want it on the cutting board. Okay, I know the butter boards are a thing.
That a butter board should be another controversial subject that we talk about on the show.
I feel like it.
I do love, though, that this product line has so many little touches, that you were very thoughtful and intentional with every part of the design, and you really thought very deeply about the person, the consumer. Also, side note, it's super affordable.
And that's just it, because I got to build a fan base on the Chew. And that was all about fun in the kitchen and also everyday people. So I don't want to have anything that's so high end that people can't afford it and they feel like they can't find this joy in the kitchen because they can't afford the thing that you're telling them that they need. Also, on my products, I mentioned that I have big hands. And so I wanted these handles to hold. Like when you have an oven mitt and you grab hold of your pan.
Yeah.
You have to have
space nuts.
For a hand at a mitt, right?
Yes. I have normal size hands and it drives me insane. Yes, I get it.
Yes,
I get
it. And so then when when you go in with that mitt and you're trying to take out a sheet pan and the mitt goes into the thing and the cake and now it has a divot in it. Oh. Yeah. There's a non-divoting cake pants.
So now that we've talked about your product line, I want to get into the real reason you're on the show. Yes. The other reason is to go over these minor issues, and I want to know if you have major opinions on them. Are top sheets necessary?
Yes. Yeah, I have a duvet.
They are. So you
100%.
What? You'd be very surprised. There are people who get very angry
about a top sheet.
Yeah, that's not a thing in Europe. People in Europe don't do top sheets, for example.
They don't do top sheets. They do duvets. But I am also the person who has a top sheet. I have the duvet. I have the weighted blanket. And I have a pillow that I'm not going to use on my head, on my feet. So you're talking to somebody who wants to be cocooned and weighed down. Okay.
You have a whole setup then for your bed.
I have a whole thing. And not only do I like a top sheet, I like hospital corners. I want that bed to be straight. Wrinkles. When I go to a hotel, if that bed isn't made properly, I'm not staying there again. I was in one hotel, actually, and I could have sworn that Goldilocks was there in my bed because I get there and I'm like, wait, they didn't make up my bed. But then the tip was gone, so I knew they were there. They just made it up poorly. And I'm like, what?
This explains a lot, though, because you're very busy, so you need to be well-rested, and you clearly prioritize, you prioritize your rest and the place where you rest.
Well, I didn't know it was a thing to not like a top sheet, and I lived in Europe for a little bit. I didn't know it was a thing. I was on a business trip with a coworker, and I go to her room, and she has torn the bed apart. I mean, to the point where I walk in and my eyes twitch and I'm like, what happened to your bed? She's torn it apart so that she can get in it. She didn't want her feet tucked in. So she took out all the sheets. So everything is free. And I didn't realize that it was a thing. Okay, to each his own. I'm not going to yuck your yum or tell you you're crazy for not wanting your feet cocooned. But it is a major thing for me. And I love folding sheets. And actually, when you think about these people who don't like a top sheet, but do they want the top sheet on the bottom or do they want a fitted sheet that they actually can't fold?
What? I have never thought of this.
The fitted sheet. Most people don't know how to fold the fitted sheet. So when you go to their linen closet, they have this jumbled up mess.
I hate that. Yeah.
So right now, I'm filming in LA, so I'm staying at an Airbnb, and I go to the linen closet, and the fitted sheets are just like a jumbled mess, and my eye starts twitching. It's like my wire hanger moment. And so I have to refold the sheets, because I can't be in that house to see them in this jumbled mess. And I had to refold the towels, and not squares, but rectangles and a trifold. So, I mean, it's kind of my thing. I'm just saying.
I love that this is a thing for you. I don't know what I was expecting. I wasn't expecting that. Thank you so much for doing this. I'm so happy that you were the first one we got to talk to.
I'm a fan of Real Simple. And actually, it was my husband, Matthew, who was the first fan of Real Simple. And so it's the magazine that we pick up like, okay, what tips? What tips and shortcuts and things and stuff are we going to learn about, right? And so I love it for that very reason, because it does keep life really simple. In a really fun and practical way.
Carla, thank you so much for coming. I had so much fun talking to you. This was everything I could have hoped for and more.
Thank you, Leslie. I really appreciate it.
We'll be back with more after the break. I'm Leslie Corona, and you're listening to Minor Issues, Major Opinions.
Oh, that was amazing. I love her. I love Carla Hall. I feel like I could just hang out with her every day and just laugh all the time. That was so funny.
She's a goddess. I also love that she has such strong opinions and deeply felt opinions.
She's passionate about it. And I feel like a lot of her feelings about the top sheet are the same feelings that I have. She mentioned the hotel thing, which I thought was on point. Like, I will not ever sleep in a hotel bed if it doesn't have a top sheet, because that comforter, you know, does not get washed.
But what do you do if there isn't a top sheet? Like, what do you do?
I would call downstairs
and be like, give me one.
Okay. Yes, absolutely.
Or like sleep on the sofa. Or, well, that's even grosser. Never mind. They take
I'll call them up
back.
And like, I want to witness you wash these comforters.
Yeah. Anyway, Carla's amazing. Yeah.
And I feel so justified. I feel so, you know, her opinions resonate with me. Mm-hmm. And I love that she loves hospital corners. That's a very chef-like thing. Yeah.
I don't love hospital corners. I do them because my husband wants them, but like, I do a lot of the things that he doesn't.
Wait, really what's a hospital corner?
It's when you tuck them into.
Right? Oh, and then fold it?
Yeah, it's like a fold and then you tuck it in and then you like a little hot pocket. They're like all like.
Oh, I see. Like, okay. I can't do the kangaroo thing. I need at least one leg out in case it gets super hot.
I just picture Bazaam in like a pocket in my shirt.
I just need to be able to like flip my legs
out
around.
Of like the pocket of my shirt. Anyway.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that you make hospital corners for your husband.
I don't.
That.
It's That's really annoying.
And next we're going to hear from Kristen Bell. And Mazam, you were at the cover shoot.
Yeah, she was our first ever celebrity cover. First ever human being on the cover, actually. It was for March 2023. What year are we in? 2023 issue. And she was amazing. She was like super sweet and super fun and super personable and it was just a really good time shooting with her.
She had this amazing outfit, right?
Yes,
what was that? It was like a, what? How do you
like
describe
a
it?
Yeah, latex thing. Yeah, it was
cool.
Amazing.
Yeah. But yeah, I'm curious to know what she has to say about Top Sheet.
Well, let's listen.
Are Top Sheets necessary? I don't think so. But I have one, and I don't think I've ever used it. I think I've slept on top of it for 42 years.
So our celebrity guest for next week is Bobby Burke, design expert and Emmy-nominated TV host of Queer Eye. Bobby Burke had some opinions on Top Sheets, too. First question, are Top Sheets necessary?
Yes. Okay. Yes. So for me, for multiple reasons, I get very hot when I sleep. The duvet cover and stuff is way too much for me, but I also just don't like to sleep there just... it's all exposed with nothing on me, you know? So I like a top sheet. Also, a top sheet keeps your duvet cover more clean. Years ago, I used to work for an Italian bedding manufacturer who was trying to break into the U.S. market. And the owner just like refused to allow us to put flat sheets in the sheet sets, even for the U.S. market. And he's like, you know, no, you don't need the flat sheets. We don't do the flat sheets. It's just the duvet cover. And I'm like, that's perfect in Europe. Like, Europeans are good with that. But I'm like, if you want Americans to buy your sheet sets, you need flat sheets. And yes, obviously, there are those Americans who don't use a flat sheet. But I feel like the majority does.
Yes.
Needless to say, that brand did not last.
I will say I have noticed that is a very European thing to not do flat sheets. I'm not sure why that is.
A lot of Europeans also do individual duvet covers. So on a king-size bed, you'll see two twin duvet covers. And it makes sense. It's great for a relationship because if one person doesn't want it up and the other one, you know, you're not like pulling, like my husband moves around and moves the bedding across my face at night, wakes me up. So two duvet covers is actually a really great idea.
His reaction was so fast. He immediately was like, I don't even think I finished asking the question. And he was like, yes.
You
like,
had no chance.
Like,
he was like, yes.
You need a top sheet.
Well, also, what did I say about the sheet set? You can't give them any inroads. You can't give them an inch. If we all accept that we don't need top sheets, we're going to stop being offered. That's not okay.
Listen, I trust anything Bobby Burke says because the way that he turns a place inside out and all around and makes it the most spectacular, visionary space to live in, it's incredible.
He's so real simple, too. Like, his design aesthetic, by the way, I think is very on brand for us.
So if he says yes, I'm buying into it.
Yes, me too. Yes. Me too. So I talked to dermatologist Dr. Joshua Zeichner from Mount Sinai, and he's going to give us the final verdict on what to do with top sheets or if you need them.
It's amazing. Fantastic. Can't wait to hear that perspective.
Hi, everybody. My name is Josh Zeichner. I am an associate professor of dermatology at Mount Sinai Hospital in New York, and I've been in practice seeing patients in dermatology for over a decade.
Is it true that if you don't wash your sheets often enough, are you basically rolling around in your own dirt, dust, and dead skin cells if you're not washing your duvets often?
Yeah, so it is important to wash both your sheets, your pillowcases, and your duvet covers relatively often. It's more important to wash the fabrics that are coming in direct contact with your skin more frequently than the duvet because you're sleeping and You're exposing your sheets to dead skin cells, bacteria on the skin, and oil. But you still can't forget about that duvet. For the average healthy person, not washing your sheets means that you're exposing yourself to soiling, you know, from your own body over time. This can lead to infections in some cases. This can lead to irritation. This can even lead to rashes or acne breakouts, especially if you're getting into bed without showering. So if your body is dirty from the day, then you're exposing all of that dirt and soiling to the sheets, which you're rolling around in for hopefully 8 hours or so, you know, while you're sleeping at night. And then that's building up over time. And a lot of people aren't showering right before bed. So again, all of that soiling and dirt and bacteria and fungus and dead skin cells are being deposited onto the sheets. You know, for most people, again, it may just cause a little irritation. Things may start to smell a little bit because the bacteria build up on the sheets. And again, you know, it's definitely more of an issue with the sheets and the pillowcases rather than the duvet, because there is that layer between you and the duvet. But for no other reason than you want to make sure that you're getting rid of even dust from the duvet cover, you want to wash it. Think about what's happening, you know, with your carpets and with your floors. There's a reason that we vacuum, because, you know, dirt from the environment builds up, and that, even independent of your own body, means that environmental dirt will build up on the duvet cover. I don't have specific recommendations on exactly how often you should wash your sheets, but as a general rule, I would say that fabrics that are coming in direct contact with your skin should be washed more frequently than those that have a layer between you and that fabric. I think that most experts are recommending washing your sheets at least once per week. Washing it every day or changing sheets every day is a luxury that you get in a hotel, but not necessarily something that you need to do. And then, you know, the whole question of environmental awareness comes up. So do we really need to be using all of this water and washing our sheets daily? If there's visible soiling, of course. But otherwise, once a week is probably safe.
So what is the final verdict?
The final verdict is yes, top sheets are necessary, especially if you know you're not going to clean your duvet or comforter frequently, because most people find putting on the duvet to be such a pain. And that usually discourages people from washing it often, which is where people can run into trouble with skin issues like what Dr. Zeichner mentioned. So this topic ran in our October issue, and I interviewed a few experts who brought up other concerns. For example, an allergist mentioned that dust mites can actually thrive off skin cells hiding in bedding, and this can actually worsen allergy symptoms for some people. And then I talked to a textile expert who said that you should actually wash your sheets, you know, whether it's a top sheet or a comforter or a duvet, once a week. But then, like I mentioned earlier, the problem is people don't want to wash a duvet or comforter once a week because it is such a pain to wash. Basically, we know most people won't wash that duvet cover, but they will wash the top sheet as often as they should. Therefore, Real Simple says that Team Top Sheet wins.
America, you've heard the truth.
Thank you for listening to Minor Issues, Major Opinions. Be sure to follow us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen. If you enjoyed the show, please leave us a rating and review, and maybe we'll even read your review on the next episode. You can find us online at realsimple.com/MIMO podcast. Make sure to come back next Thursday for more.